All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for A Bad Mom's Christmas. It's written and directed by John Lucas and Scott Moore. They did the first movie. It stars Mila Kunis, Kristen Bell, Katherine Hahn, Christine Baranski, Susan Sarandon, and Cheryl Hines. And the synopsis is, A Bad Mom's Christmas follows our three underappreciated and overburdened women as they rebel against the challenges and expectations of the Super Bowl for Moms Christmas. This is a sequel. It picks up after the first movie, which came out in 2016. The movie starts off with Mila Kunis preparing for Christmas. At the end of the first movie, she left her husband, found a new boyfriend, so there's this blended family situation going on. Then she finds out that her mom is coming to visit for Christmas. It turns out that her mom's very prim, proper, and overbearing, and slightly mean to her. Her mom wants to throw a holiday party without Mila Kunis' consent at Mila Kunis' house. So you start off with this countdown from however many days it is from Christmas. Kristen Bell and Katherine Hahn both kind of get intros for their moms. Kristen Bell's mom is this ultra nice mom that is very annoying, and Katherine Hahn's mom is lazy and a freeloader. So the moms go to the mall, they figure out that Christmas is just too much for them, and they want to throw the whole idea of Christmas out of the window, and they decide to take control of Christmas, and that's where we'll stop. I really like the first movie, but this movie is the total opposite of the last movie, where the last movie was this very fresh, raunchy comedy. This movie is just so unfunny. What's confusing about this is that this is written and directed by the same team that did the first movie, which, again, the first movie, I liked it a lot. And this team had also done The Hangover, and unfortunately The Hangover 2 and 3, but they did do 21 and Over, which I did like. They also were responsible for Office Christmas Party from last year. Not so good. And they were also responsible for a very bad Matthew McConaughey movie called Ghost of Girlfriend's Past. Sorry, Matthew McConaughey, that's not part of the McConaissance. But again, this movie's just so unfunny. The structure of it is just really nothing but a bunch of skits with music montages, and it's just completely unnecessary. There's a twerk on Santa skit, there's a joke about grape soda, some jokes about ball waxing, and overall, it just doesn't make sense. Normally, what happens is that when you do a sequel, you want to make it better. This one is much worse, and the worst thing you can do is kind of make it a holiday movie. And what I kind of compare this to is, I like Horrible Bosses 1, Horrible Bosses 2, not a very good movie, and this is not a very good movie. I also kind of compare this to the movie Hall Pass, where again, it's kind of a adult raunchy comedy, but just poorly executed. And again, it's done by the same team, same core group of actresses, but there was just really no point for this movie. Normally with all these Christmas movies, there's always this falling out between parents or family, and the lesson just doesn't make sense in the end. The setting and scenario kind of drag down this movie a lot. The children don't make sense into this whole equation about being a bad mom because they aren't that bad. But the only positives I can say about this movie is that Christina Applegate shows up, Wanda Sykes comes back into the movie. She was a therapist for Mila Kunis and her husband during the first movie. And there's a dance sequence at the end. Other than that, this movie is almost completely unwatchable. And for that, it's getting a 2.5, which is half of what I gave the first movie, which was almost a 7. And that's the Beast Game Podcast. Do not watch this. Stay away from this movie. You can find more of our podcast at beastgame.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Stay away from this.